This is New England Public Radio. Rural Western Mass versus Beacon Hill. That's the theme in the crowded Democratic primary to replace State Representative Steve Kulik. The district includes 10 communities in Franklin County, as well as some hill towns to the south, as New England Public Radio's Sam Hudzik reports.
With 7 Democrats in the primary, it's not only tricky for voters to learn about them all, but also for debate moderators, the traffic cops of the political stage.
When you have 15 seconds left, and at the end of your 90 seconds, and you see the stop sign, wrap it up.
At this debate a few weeks ago in Deerfield, recorded by Frontier Community Access TV, Greenfield Recorder editor George Forcier began with a tongue-in-cheek question about the region's lack of influence in state government.
Here we are in little old podunk Western Mass, and how are you going to go up against those tough urban guys?
The first response went to Francia Wisniewski, who grew up in Columbia, moved to Franklin County 17 years ago, and served on the Greenfield School Committee.
As a person that has an accent, Western Mass also is like that person that always struggled to be heard in the part of the state. So I will ensure that we are heard.
Being heard as a region will require local lawmakers to form a voting bloc, said another candidate, Natalie Blay. She's head of the Franklin County Chamber of Commerce and a former aide to Congressmen John Oliver and Jim McGovern.
And I think that my existing relationships that I have with the legislators in Western Massachusetts would allow me to slip into this role seamlessly.
That's especially important going into next year, Blay said, as the Pioneer Valley is losing 100 years of seniority in the legislature. That's coming from retirements, a resignation, and a death.
I don't think it's a problem that we're losing 100 years of experience. What we're using is 100 years of people who have been doing the same thing for the last 30 years.
Nathaniel Waring is a former cable TV technician and a student at Greenfield Community College.
I'm looking forward to getting in there and really mixing up how politics work in the Commonwealth, because in a lot of ways they don't.
That dismissal of Beacon Hill extends to the other college student in the race, UMass junior Casey Pease. He went right after his party's leader in the House, Speaker Bob DeLeo, for failing to pass changes to education funding.
If you cannot support our students, our schools, our teachers, I say goodbye.
There was little interaction among the candidates, except when they got the chance to ask the questions. Pease asked journalist and political filmmaker Kate Albright Hanna why she feels she could best represent such a rural district.
When you recently moved here from New York City.
After some awkward laughter, Albright Hanna replied she's lived in a lot of places, but chose here.
I feel like I've been adopted by my town of Huntington. That's why they came to me and asked me to run, because they saw the work I put into the planning board, and my husband joined the school committee, and we're raising our sons in the school system. And I just feel incredibly fortunate to live here now.
That Western Mass versus big city tension was present throughout the debate. Attorney and farmer Christine Doctor says that tension includes climate and environmental issues.
We have to explain to Boston that this is working land. We produce food, but our forests are also working. Every single tree is helping to clean the air, to clean the water, to clean our soil.
For Jonathan Edwards, a Whately selectman, he'd get state leadership to notice Western Massachusetts by making a new state position, an assistant secretary for economic development for Western Mass.
We need someone who wakes up every morning in the administration thinking about nothing but good, high-paying jobs in this region. How do we get rural Massachusetts on the economic train that the rest of the state is realizing?
All but one of the candidates are well-funded, as statehouse campaigns go, though Natalie Blay has raised far and away the most money. She also has the big endorsement from outgoing Representative Steve Kulik. There are no Republicans running, so barring an unexpected write-in campaign, this all gets decided tomorrow. For New England Public Radio, I'm Sam Hudzik.